Michael, at this point, defeat here in Own Beg against Derry. You were leading for most of the game, but a late two-pointer and a goal for Derry saw them take the spoils.
I suppose we've been happy with a lot of the performance. You know, battling the elements too. There's a very strong one there, and in the second half, especially that third quarter, we'd have been very happy going on to the last quarter in the position we're in. But I suppose, yeah, the feeling now is very disappointed now after the final whistle. But I suppose we'll have to dust ourselves down now and just turn our focus now to the championship.
Yeah, there was a huge wind here in Own Beg. It's probably difficult to describe to listeners who wouldn't be here, but like in the second half, you were kind of camped on your own sideline trying to win kickouts, and it was hard work to get your hands on the ball, and even when you got it, to get up the field then.
Yeah, well, that's it. Gaining possession was a massive challenge for us. I think once we actually got the ball in hand, we attacked quite well at times, you know, and we got on really deep to get in, because you had to get quite close to the goals here to take our shots. But I thought we did that well on occasion, you know. And then probably maybe the last two or three times that we did get onto that attacking position, I suppose we got counter-attacked then, and probably that was maybe the crucial part of that last period of the game as well, you know. Getting our hands on the ball from our own kick-out definitely, you know, was an issue in that second half, with the wind and maybe the breaks as an area that really we probably struggled with there in that second half.
And I think Derry had eight wides in the second half, but a lot of that was off the back of good Donegal defending, pushing them out, and then their big number 12, Paul McPeak, just swung over a two-pointer from way out then.
That's right, yeah. Like, I mean, defensively, I think, you know, in the first half and the second half, you know, I thought we defended, you know, really well, you know, particularly in that third quarter against the wind, you know, you'd be expecting Derry to come on heavy, and I thought we defended really well. And I think that two-pointer, again, it probably come on the back of us turning the ball maybe over in an area that we would have been confident of. You know, it wasn't under intense pressure, so it would have probably been more so we'd be disappointed in the fact that we gave the ball away in that position to allow that two-point effort to happen. And in fairness to McPeaky, took it very well, you know. No, I suppose we're just disappointed now at this stage, but as I say, we're going to have to reset and reboot now and turn our focus now to the championship.
Yeah, so the championship is now coming up in the next couple of weeks. I suppose you know now that you're going to be in the preliminary round side of things, perhaps, and you're probably going to be away in the first round. So there are probably obstacles to overcome, but in the general scheme of things, you know, it's not the end of the world, I suppose.
No, well, that's it, and like it is what it is now, and we're just going to have to focus on the, you know, on that game, and I think we'd be, you know, having seen and played against the teams, like the margins are very fine, you know, at this level, and you know we still very much believe in what we have in this group, and I suppose it's up to us now as a management team to make sure that we're ready to go on that, whoever it may be, but we will be, you know, and I think. There's a really good, solid group here. Even in a lot of the games, it's been very, very small margins. You know, the Antrim game and the Monaghan game at home as well, where there's spells at, and there's been periods and patches where we've been really, really good. But it's just about that consistency, I suppose, and being at that level for as close to 60 minutes as we can be at.